friends. How are things going in your kitchen this week? This past week was my birthday, and I got some really great gifts. Read that, some really great bottles of wine. But one gift in particular was from my friend John Cunningham. It was two jars of his world-famous honey. Yummy! John raises bees, and so he gets all of his honey just straight from the honeycomb. It's delicious. One jar was wildflower, which is a combination of different nectars, and the other was orange blossom. But what John didn't know was that during my trip to Italy, I had become addicted to the stuff. Now, I never considered myself a fan of honey, but what I didn't know was that I wasn't a fan of the processed honey that you find in those little plastic bears you get in the grocery store. Fact of the matter is, there's so many varieties of honey from so many different places that you're bound to find one or two that really taste good. But watch out, when you do, you'll be eating the stuff off a spoon in the middle of the night. You think I'm kidding about this? I'm really not. So let's talk about brilliant honey for a minute. It's about that time of year that everything is blooming. The bees are working their little tails off, and that means you and I get the benefit. You see, bees make honey as a source of food to sustain them through the winter. Only trouble is, they don't really have an off switch. That means that you and I can eat our fill of Winnie the Pooh's favorite snack and not feel guilty, because this is a renewable resource. And lest I go through one radio segment this summer without mentioning it, let me just say here and now that some of the best places you can get good honey this time of year is at your local farmer's market. If you don't know where one is, why not come to First Street in Snohomish this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m.? That's where I'll be hanging out. The honey I fell in love with in Italy was chestnut or castagna honey. I actually had it the first time when it was drizzled over aged Parmesan. In Tuscany, they use Parmigiano Reggiano as a type of cracker on which they drizzle honey, caramelized onions, and all sorts of great goodies, and they serve it up as a snack. Who knew? I remember visiting Pestum in southern Italy, which dates back at least 2,500 years. It was first settled by the Greeks and then later the Romans, and during the excavation, they came across giant clay vessels with wax seals. When they opened the seals, they found this perfectly preserved honey. Well, until, of course, the oxygen hit it and it crystallized instantly. In the museum, I saw the crystals and the vessels. Very cool stuff. And I can vouch for the fact that folks have been enjoying this stuff for thousands of years. So what exactly are the benefits? What's the big draw? Well, before we get to that, let me mention that you really want to get raw honey. That's what's been processed as little as possible. Because when it's processed, you see, heat is used to purify it. Only one problem with that. You lose all the great antioxidants, amino acids, pollen, and other health-promoting goodies. So be sure that the honey you buy is raw as you can get it. Keep in mind that raw honey is not crystal clear and filtered. It's sourced straight from beehives that are kept in herbicide and pesticide-free fields. After extraction, the honey is captured in bottles without being heated, and it seals in the flavors and nutrients. I also think it tastes better, but that's just me. So back to the health benefits. According to Mercola.com and Wikipedia, honey contains approximately 18 essential and non-essential amino acids, enzymes such as phosphatase, catalase, and others which support digestion, minerals such as calcium, chromium, iron, and others, nutraceuticals that enhance the immune system, and elements that support the growth of probiotics or the beneficial bacteria that help your gastrointestinal tract. Not only that, honey has numerous vitamins, including vitamin C and several B vitamins. Some people have taken it as an aid to combat allergies. And one New Zealand researcher says a particular type of honey, the Manuka honey, may be useful in treating MRSA infections. That's big, folks. Now here's the only warning. While honey is still the safest sweetener to use, it's still 70% fructose. So if you're a diabetic with high insulin levels, you want to watch this. Like anything else, it's meant to be consumed in moderation, no matter how much you may be obsessed with it, like me. So why not give this ancient golden elixir a try? Break from the grocery store versions and try some new flavors. They're all over this time of year, and I can almost guarantee you'll find one you like. If you're wandering through a farmer's market, they may even give you samples. If you do find something, I'd love to hear about it. Thanks for listening. You can follow my blog and hear more about my food adventure at tutticooks.wordpress.com. This is Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.